From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has waged a war of words over U.S. professional athletes who refused to stand before games for playing of the country's national anthem, saying they should be fired, and suggests that fans should boycott the games in protest of the players. The players waged their protest for what they see as disparities in the treatment of minorities in the country, and Mr. Trump's own comments about U.S. race relations, especially after he equated neo-Nazi demonstrators with counter-protesters after a rally last month in Charlottesville, Virginia, that left one person dead. The president's comments about NFL players came a day after he disinvited one of the world's top basketball players, Stephen Curry of the Golden State Warriors, from visiting the White House to celebrate their National Basketball Association championship. There were some verbal fireworks at the UN General Assembly when North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said President Trump is mentally deranged.
The U.S. policy and nuclear threats have continued for over 70 years, and these have led to the situation on the Korean Peninsula to a touch-and-go point. But in the United Nations, unjustifiable resolutions which illegalize justice as injustice are randomly adopted due to the high-handedness of the U.S.
And the statements were made after Mr. Trump made similar comments about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. China's earthquake administration says that the quake in North Korea Saturday was not a nuclear blast, after saying earlier that the 3.4 magnitude quake was a suspected explosion. China announced Saturday that it will also limit exports of petroleum products to North Korea.